Back with more of our Dream Team athletes from the fall sports season for 2016, and one of those athletes being Brandon Fouts of the Windsor Owls, joining us on the line now. When you talk about some serious numbers this year, you could pretty much start the list or have him very close to the top of it. So, Brandon, congratulations on making the Dream Team. Very difficult season for you guys. You were grinding it out. Here you are at the end of the year. What are your thoughts about making the Dream Team?
I'm very thankful and honored to be part of the Dream Team. I know I've had a couple of friends make it in the past, and I've seen some big names make it, and I feel special to be a part of it now.
Have you had a chance to really think about your season this year and the numbers that you put up as an individual? Have you? I know you've had a chance to see them, right?
Yeah, I have. It's kind of a little surreal, I guess you could say, because, 2,000 yards is a big accomplishment, and I had faith in myself knowing that I could get it. It's just a matter of actually doing it. You know what I'm saying? Like, just the difference of actually running for it and actually doing it as opposed to thinking you can do it. Just that leap, I guess, is a big difference.
And when we start to put everything together for the Dream Team, your stats, they really speak for themselves. You're basically a first down every time you touch the football, regardless of if it's through the air or on the ground. But you're just as good in the classroom. How do you balance it all?
I've been doing it my whole life, honestly. Ever since I was young, I did Taekwondo. I went and competed nationally and went to the Junior Olympics and stuff. And, I've made good grades my whole life. I guess it's good parenting. So drilled it into me since I was young.
It seems like everything that you do is to the fullest intent and to the highest of calibers. A Team USA football, 2,000-yard rusher, great in the classroom. So what's the lofty goal for Brandon Fouts?
Just succeed. I just want to succeed in anything. I just want to be happy, And I guess if I put in as much effort as I can to anything I do, then eventually I'll become happy in life, I'll achieve whatever I want to achieve.
So that is, you're wise beyond your years, Brandon. That was a pretty good one. You could make sure you get that quote. That's something you're going to look back at on 10, 15 years from now and not realize how of a intelligent of a statement that really is. And, when you have the numbers in the classroom like you have the numbers on the football field, what is Brandon Fouts not good at? That's what I want to know.
Baseball. I'm not very good at baseball.
Oh, me either. I could never really throw to where I wanted it to, so I can relate. But I never ran for 2,000 yards, so I can't relate. So now that your senior football season is all wrapped up, looking back at your 4 years as an Owl, what do you think?
I'm pretty happy. I'm pretty happy with my accomplishments. My senior, I went out exactly how I wanted to go out. I put in, a lot of hard work this past season. I thought I worked hard, going into junior year, going into sophomore year, but I definitely kicked it up a notch going into senior year. And I'm just very happy it all paid off for me. Senior year is the biggest year, that's the most important. So I'm really happy I went out the way I did. Our record doesn't show it, but my individual statistics I'm pretty happy with.
That was one thing I was going to ask, because we talked before the season started during training camp, and you guys were pretty determined not only to get out there, but to get out there and be a tough, physical, gritty team. Did you get it done?
Not quite. I think offensively we did. Offensively, it felt like we could score at will. Our offense was pretty good, but our defense just couldn't hold up on defense, and that was our biggest problem. We went 4-6, but I feel like if our defense could have just prevented 2 touchdowns every game more, instead of allowing 45 points or whatever, you're never going to have a winning record allowing 40 plus points a game. So, if we could have held up on defense, I think the season would have been a lot different.
Well, it's something that you can think about, but something you probably won't have to think about for too long. You're definitely a guy with a caliber to play on Saturday. Is there any early thoughts about playing at the next level?
Yes, definitely. I have a couple looks right now. No offers yet on the table. My eyes are kind of set on Northwest Missouri State, though. I'm really into their programs. Right now they're still in the season, so I haven't been in much contact, but they were interested in me a lot back in the summer, and they're a great football team right now. They're undefeated. They're trying to get their second Division II championship right now, back-to-back, and I think it'll be their sixth ever. So, I mean, that's a great school to go to, and I'm looking to go there.
And yeah, it sounds like you're pretty excited. Hopefully, everything will work out for you there. When you look back at your senior season, your dream team season here, is there a certain play, a certain moment, a certain cut, a juke, something that stands out? What was the best moment on the field for you this season?
Oh, geez. Man, there's a lot of them, actually. I know scoring the first touchdown of the game against Hillsborough, that was a good moment, and scoring the second one as well, because that put us up two touchdowns. I think we're up 12-0, and it was just a shocker. Like, nobody expected us to be up 12-0 against Hillsborough, and that was just a nice feeling. It felt like that we had a chance, and, like, that's kind of how it was all season, but, like, just against Hillsborough, that was just, nobody ever expected that, so that was a nice feeling.
Well, Brandon, before we part ways, is there anybody that you want to say thank you to or something you want to mention that I have yet to bring up?
Definitely a huge shout-out to my parents. They've obviously been there throughout my whole life and have helped me through everything I've ever done and have always supported me. Coach Tyler Shaw from Elite Football Academy. I don't know if anybody around here knows him. He played in the NFL for a little bit. I know he's a coach up at Elite Football Academy, and he's helped me a lot going into the senior season with, like, my athletic ability. He got my speed up a little bit. He helped me out on track a lot. He's done a lot for me. And, of course, every winter football coach that has helped me along the way, they're all a big part of the process. So I'd like to thank them all.
Once again, Dream Team football player from the Windsor Owls, Brandon Fouts, joining us on Regional Radio.